I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed and I ain't see Jesus show up.
So Kanye West drops another banger of a video, banger of an interview, banger of gems on the Big Boy TV interview, talking about vultures. It was over an hour plus, but it was a lot of good information, man. It's a lot of stuff that he dropped that really was very thought-provoking, and it really got me to wonder, like, yo, what is Kanye's purpose? But he drops a particular thing about Jesus that I want to just kind of react to and share with you. I caught bits and pieces of it, but I actually want to react and to see it for the first time thoroughly and tell you what I think about it. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the interview. Let's talk about Kanye and see what everybody thinks of him. While I'm doing that, I want you guys to let me know what y'all think of Kanye for yourselves. Meet me in the comments. Is Kanye a prophet? Is Kanye a heathen? Is Kanye crazy? What are your thoughts of Kanye West? Because he is someone that has a special place in history. He is someone that has a value and has a need and a niche in this world. He will never be forgotten. And as a believer, I think not only when it comes to music, I believe he's a genius when it comes to music, but in terms of culture, in terms of exposing things that go behind the scene, it is so easy to dismiss Kanye West. It's so easy to dismiss the things that he says. You know, the one thing the enemy does is that if he can't stop what you're saying, he's going to discredit what you're saying so folks can't receive it. So it's so easy for us to just dismiss Kanye and say Kanye's crazy, pay him no mind. But I truly believe that Kanye has value and he says a lot of truths that should not be ignored. From when going to Jesus walks and the Sunday service, I think that for me when I was younger was groundbreaking. To see such a popular artist mention the name of Jesus, not say God, not say heavenly being, to say the name Jesus, that is not something little, right? And because there's power in the name of Jesus. You're going to often see people think God. You're going to see people, you know, think a higher being and a higher power. But when you're specific and say the name Jesus, that is a powerful thing. And I think this has made him a target of the enemy. And since then, you've seen his life has gone downwards. Not saying, and some of what he's gone through is self-inflicted, but a lot of it, I believe, is an attack because the gravity of saying the name Jesus means so much. And for him to say that, for him to go in a song and actually say Jesus walks is crazy. It's a crazy thing to hear, man, because you did not hear that in mainstream media. So he has had his ups and downs and has been canceled and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Kanye has a very important place in history, a very important place just in world history because he covers so much. He covers the church. He covers music. He covers movies. He covers pop culture. And I think his place in the world is very important. And I think, one of the things that he has, and I don't have the clip for that now, where he says he calls himself God. He's in God and he's in heaven, you know, to kind of, and he said that just kind of, you know, I think he's a bit jaded, as we're going to see in a little bit. And that may have caused him to shift his perception of himself and shift his perception of the faith. But for him to call himself God and said he is in heaven was definitely a head scratcher. And he never really got into what he meant by that, but he just blankly said, "Hey, I'm God and I'm in heaven," and talked about how grateful he was to be alive because of so much that went down, so many attacks. But for him to still be alive, he realized how much of a big deal that was. So that's kind of why he touched on that. So let's get into this video. Let's get into what goes on and what he's put out here, and see what he's doing. And I think it's important for us to listen to with an open mind and an open heart to see exactly what he is going to share and what is exactly he's going to say. So let's see what's going on in this Kanye interview, what he says about Jesus. All right.
It is, but I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed and I didn't see Jesus show up. So
boom. Off the bat, he goes straight for the jugular. I have my issues with Jesus because there's so many things I prayed and he did not show up. This sentence is one of the biggest pet peeves of many non-believers. This is a question I get asked so many times and so often, whether it's TikTok, whether it's in church, whether it's in Bible study, where it's just Instagram. This is a question I get asked so much. It's like, they would say, if God is good, if Jesus is this great loving person, why does he allow genocide? Why does he allow kids to die? Why did my mom have to die? Why did my dad have to die? Why does he allow all this negativity? If he's really God, how could he allow this to happen? This is a question that gets asked so, so much. And first of all, let me give a personal anecdote. I'm actually thankful for so many prayers that God did not answer. I'm actually thankful for so many prayers that Jesus Christ did not answer for me. I'm so grateful for so many doors that I cried and fasted for that Christ did not open the door for me, because if he opened that door for me, it would have been disaster. I would have been dead. I would have been gone. So personally speaking, and to sound a bit churchy, I'm grateful for the doors he ain't open. I'm grateful for the prayers he ain't answer. I'm grateful for the things that I begged for and I cried for and I prayed for, and he did not come through, because God's wisdom is greater than ours. The Lord sees what we don't see. We see what we need now. We think we believe we know what we need, but the Lord sees much further than we do. His eyes go where our eyes don't go. His thoughts go where ours don't go. So I'm grateful for the fact that he didn't answer some of my prayers. You know, there's some prayer that he did not come through, and I know it was for my good that he didn't answer those prayers. However, if we just dissect that question and acknowledge what people are feeling and how and that and their issues with that, we also have to manage our expectations a little bit. God is not a genie. God is not here to answer all of our prayers. God is not here just to have a perfect society. The earth is not supposed to be utopia. The earth is not supposed to be perfect. Heaven is. There's going to be flaws because of free will. And a lot of our bad decisions, a lot of human errors has caused us to be in an imperfect world, right? So yes, despite God being good, despite Jesus being great and loving, there is going to be times bad things happen. You could lose your house. You could go to the hospital. You could lose your job. You could pray about something and things do not go the way that you expect them. But that doesn't mean that God is not good. That does not mean that God is not on his throne. This is where our faith kicks in. Our faith, our prayer should be not, God, you better give this to me. Not, God, you better get me out of this situation. Our prayer needs to be, God, this is what I want. Here is my desire. But at the end of the day, let your will be done. That's the tricky part. That's the thing that people struggle with. It's not going to always, prayer does not guarantee you get your way. Prayer is also a means for us to show our faith in God. That as we pray for something and desire something, we also say, God, let your will be done.
I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm. Like a lot of times I just feel like in our society.
So, you know, that's a natural human reaction. Well, why am I serving God if God does not give me what I want? So I might as well do things my own way. I don't need God. You become prideful. So I'm going to stop praying. I'm going to start going to God and take matters into my own hands.
In America, you know, people Christians, we depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really that I don't rock with is like, it's just always like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's just like, you can actually physically do something yourself too, more than just pray. And we're so in this mentality that's all that needs to happen, but we ain't praying our way out of prison. Mm-hmm. We ain't praying our way out of the abortion clinics. We ain't praying our way to get our land back that was always ours after gentrification, after the Harlem Renaissance and Black Wall Street was burned mm-hmm. to the ground. Them prayers ain't working.
Wow. Yo, I got to sow into his Cash App because he preaching. So, however, you know, this point I agree with. Prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer is not passive. Prayer is active. But a lot of times, all we do is pray. There's a lot of things that we have control over, but yet all we do is pray about it. So prayer should be part of our strategy. Prayer just gives things to God. So for example, I was teaching Bible study this week. I said, we're sitting here praying for good health, but we're eating like crap, right? Prayer, we could pray to God for healing of my diabetes, healing of my high cholesterol or heart disease. But also we have to take responsibility to say, you know what? I need to make better choices. And what we have done is that all we do is pray for people. All we do is pray for our situations, and all we do is pray for ourselves, and we sit here and wait for God to come through. So I feel what Kanye is saying is true. We have to, prayer is great. Listen, I could take all of y'all prayers. I believe in the power of prayer and how inviting God into our situation can turn things around. But I also believe that we have a responsibility to do certain things on our own. We have a responsibility to sit here and make better decisions and to get busy and get some work done. If I'm praying to God for a new home, I got to go out here and save money. I have to go out here and fix my credit. So I think we can't just have prayer and sit here and have God do everything. No, do your part. Do your part as well. Do what you can do. Help somebody out. Sow some money in. Visit somebody. Fix your situation. Make better decisions. Get out of a toxic situation. Don't just pray and wait and have God do everything. You need to do your part as well. So I agree with Kanye on this 100%.
You have to apply actual physical building partnerships. Mm-hmm. And it don't start. Facts. Unless we could really be real with each other and say, this is what I did. This is what I did. Like, I mean, look at this. I know I'm not going to third rail your interview, but look at the power of what happened when me and Kyrie was on the same page. See, that's what's scary. But what they do is they put us each in a silo and say, your grandmother going to lose her crib. And this going to, you know how many threats we've been dealt with? And I didn't pray my way through them threats either. I had to get up and do it myself.
Good job.
I had so much to do, I ain't had time to pray.
Wow. Wow.
So that's where my issue is. And look where I'm at today.
Wow.
Show up.
Show up. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. I understand that that's a controversial.
No, we're going to speak.
But I dropped the con.
That's the thing, man. That last point is crucial. And I think we have to understand that it's important for us to not just pray. We got to get busy. We got to do some work. And then when you're doing work, you know, I know you're talking about on a macro, when you talk about the government and et cetera, the enemy hates unity. When he sees you're aware and you get the game, now he will find other ways to discourage you and discredit you. He will call people not to receive you. He will send things to call you to be afraid and to operate in fear. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we have a responsibility to believe that God is going to fight for us and to speak for us. So we have to do our part. No more just praying and sitting on our hands. No more praying and using praying as an excuse for inactivity. Don't mean like, you know, I don't want to go to somebody's house. I don't want to visit you in prison. I don't want to deal with your situation. I'll just pray with you as a means for you to be inactive. No, prayer needs to be a tool that you use to invite God into your situation. However, Prayer. I'm sorry, Kanye. I'm sorry, people. Prayer does not guarantee that God will give you what you want. God's not a genie. God is not, because God ultimately, what needs to prevail is the will of God. And sometimes what you're praying for is not, it's outside of his will. So just because you pray and fast for it, don't mean that God has to do it. And just because God doesn't do it, don't mean that God's not God. Because God can do it. He can pull you out of situations. He can open doors for you. He can deliver you. But just because God does not do it, I mean, he cannot do it. And what has to happen is that when God does not do it, you activate your trust in God. Because our faith does not need to be that God will do what we want. Our faith needs to be in God. So if he does not do what we want, we will still have faith and follow him. Our issue is not that is not prayer. Our issue is not Jesus. Our issue is a lack of faith in God. We believe that faith means that God will do what we want. No, faith means that I believe I will have enough faith to come to God in prayer. I have enough faith to say, God, here's what's going on. But I also have enough faith to say, God, if you don't do it, I will trust you anyway. That's faith. So just because God does not answer your prayers does not mean that discredit who Jesus is. God is still God. God is still powerful. God is still mighty. And God is still able, regardless of all these situations. He has the ability and power to do all these things for us. So it's time for us to believe in him. It's time for us to trust in him. It's time for us to get to a place where say, you know, Jesus, I have faith in you. So Kanye, I mean, it's a good interview. A lot of, you know, he's all over the place with different things in different situations. But I felt this right here was a good teaching, a good opportunity. And I will never discredit what he says, because A, God can use anybody. And I've heard him speak enough to realize that he can be an instrument in the hands of God. Not saying he's saved, not talking about his salvation, not talking about him, but I also believe that God can use him. And I think the things that he says, the things that he shares are powerful. And don't ignore it because of the source. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your love. Don't forget to meet me in the comments down below after you like and you subscribe. Tell me what you think. Am I bugging? Am I going a little bit too far? Am I being too lenient? Am I being too understanding? Tell me what you feel about prayer. Tell me what you feel about faith. Let's have a conversation in the comments. But either way, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I love you. God bless you. Peace.